Ed Metzen-Direct. Our lines are open for text only today, 844-967-2789. We moved into a larger headquarters studio. Lines are still being hooked up. They should be up for phone fairly shortly, but for today, text only, 844-967-2789. Luke will read your text or your question on the air. Really peculiar story coming out of Florida. And this shows, as you know, sadly, there are a lot of races around the country right now where real Trump anti-democratic types are running for just really mundane poll working type, election board type of positions. And they will be in a position to falsify votes in their districts. And everybody goes, oh, well, that's fanciful. Well, no, it's not fanciful. Let me give you two examples, one in Florida, one in Colorado. In Florida, the prosecutors down there are investigating whether elderly Miami voters had their registrations changed from Democrat to Republican without their knowledge and without their consent. About 5,000 have changed in Miami. That's quite a bit, you know, just say, oh, I'm going to go Democrat to Republican. Now, some of them are being hoodwinked by canvassers from the Republican Party. The Republican Party will come up and they'll say, here, register to vote. We're just registering you to vote. So they do it, but the signature that they're filing is extending down a little bit from the top page, and they sign it and they say they want to sign up as Republicans. But many of them, it wasn't even that. They've been registered a long time. Suddenly they go to the polls, or they get a notice in the mail saying you're now registered as a Republican. Somebody's doing that. Now, why are they doing it? Well, what that does, it affects your ability to vote in primaries, but not in the general election. In Wisconsin, we have an open primary. Nobody in Wisconsin registers as a Democrat or Republican. You don't, I don't, nobody does. You can go into either primary and vote whatever you want. You could vote in the Republican primary, the Democratic primary in Wisconsin. Nobody would know the difference as to your inner thoughts. They would know that you voted in that primary, or at least the records would show that, or that wouldn't be public. But in any event, when you're signed in, you're just given a ballot to mark in, you know, mark a little black, and on one side's Republican, one's Democratic, and then you feed it into the machine. Now the machine will register that ballot and you're numbered, but that's kept confidential. Nobody knows. The people at the desk don't know. In a lot of states, you have to be a registered member of a party to vote in the primary. Florida is one of them. You can't just walk into a Republican primary, a Democratic primary and say, I want to vote. You have to be registered. New York's another one. And so people line up and they take one of the other ballots. And suddenly these old folks, 5,000 of them, go, hey, wait a minute, I'm a Democrat, what's this? What's happening here is it is two things. It's reducing the number of people in the Democratic primaries and sowing confusion. And they also hope, this is important, if people don't say anything about it and go, okay, well, they may be more likely to vote Republican in the general election too. But regardless of why they're doing it, somebody's doing it. It's illegal. It should not have happened. It reminds me of the hanging chads back in 2000, when people, they deliberately, the Republican Party, constructed the ballot so that you couldn't tell which box was by whose name. And a lot of elderly people in Miami voted thinking they were voting for Al Gore and they were voting for Pat Buchanan. And in a million years, they wouldn't have voted for Pat Buchanan because he was anti-Semitic and he'd said a lot of very, very terrible things. And so this kind of chicanery happens at polls. Now, in Colorado, it was worse. There was a woman named Tina Peters, Mesa County, Colorado clerk, who is Trump to the max. She was sort of a cyber ninja type Trump type. And what she did is she's alleged to have leaked election machine data to people of the same ilk. when you do that, you not only corrupt the machines, like when the Cyber Ninja took the machines in Arizona, in Phoenix, what happened there was they had to shred them and buy new machines because you couldn't tell if somebody put a worm in them. But when you give the machine data, the electronic data, and not even the machine itself, people don't necessarily know they have it. That's a very serious offense. That's a felony. She was arrested Tuesday morning, and I saw the video. And this is the kind of stuff that a corrupt election-type official can do. In Florida, just flat out change their registration. And when they see if that can work, they can then unregister them. So the old folks, some 80-year-old, will show up at the polls. They'll say, you're not registered. What do you mean I'm not registered? I've been registered for 50 years. No, you can't vote. And what are they going to do? Some places will let you go into register same day. Florida's not one of them. Others will say you can cast a provisional ballot. There's a line that's 4 hours long. You're 80 some odd years old and you haven't taken your insulin. I mean, this is what's going on. This is what's going on. Well, in Colorado, Tina Peters, and this is amazing video. Go look at Tina Peters getting arrested on Tuesday. It's a woman, and she looks like she's in the lobby of kind of a nice hotel. Suddenly about four officers come around and they flat out grab her and they put her hands behind her back and they're going to handcuff her, which is common procedure because you never know, somebody has a Derringer in her purse or something. And she's struggling and kicking and shouting at him. Let go of me. Let go of me. Give me the keys to my car. That hurts. Ouch. Get out of here. Then she'll kick like a mule or a horse. I'm not kidding. Backwards. You know, darn near caught one of them in the chops. And here she is. And she's a woman, I don't know, maybe 5'3 or 4, probably weighs 110 pounds. And she's struggling like a common criminal. The amazing thing to me was that everybody in the lobby just goes, oh, they don't even pay attention. Do we have another text, my friend Luke?
Yes, we got one more text. Only a couple minutes left in the show, but we got Slammer from here in Madison, I believe, texting in. A case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court is challenging the validity of right-to-work laws. We'll hear oral arguments and against, I believe, is what Slammer meant to text. Sorry, I'm trying to read it off quickly here. Sometime, we hope, in April, Judge Hagedorn was Walker's chief counsel during the passage of Right to Work. Might he recuse himself? And what would be the 3-3 decision saying about the validity of the law? That's what Slammer and Madison.
Yeah, thank you, Slammer, for calling. We got about a minute. Here's what I'll do. Right to Work was an abomination. Walker promised he wouldn't sign it. He lied. Hagedorn was his counsel. In a 4-3 majority, I'm not going to hold my breath expecting that they're going to overturn Right to Work on legal or constitutional grounds. If Hagedorn recused himself, 3-3, all that means is a tie is a nullity. It didn't exist. Then the question is, what did the lower court say? If the lower court was no lower court, if this got filed directly with the Supreme Court, then what they should do is remand it to the lower courts, and whatever the Court of Appeals says would carry the day. So good luck, my friend. I'll tell you what, strongly for labor on this one. It's an abomination, but they have rough sledding in the Supreme Court. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great call-ins, Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.